Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
Can't remember if I've talked about decision fatigue before. I don't know, maybe I should search my own website and see if I've actually have. But as part of my travels, it seems to come up quite a bit. I notice that when I'm by myself, which, you know, happens a lot in business travel. Decisions have to be made about just basic things like, okay, where do I go? You know, where do I go eat? I have to decide what to do, right? You have to decide if I want to, you know, what kind of mood I'm in, what mood I'm in as far as food goes. And, you know, these days that's pretty limited, I guess, because, when you're generally not eating sugars and grains, you're going to pick certain kinds of restaurants, and that's going to limit your choices somewhat, but it also, I think, you know, it reduces the decision fatigue. I'm like, okay, I know I'm not going to go eat at any of these places. It's always A or B, right? And this, not C or D necessarily. It makes it easier, but also deciding what to go, see, right, as far as like sightseeing or is there anything to see? But, you know, when I'm with other people, you know, I'm not to say that I'm completely passive to what they suggest, but it makes the decision different. Do I want to go here or do we want to go do something else, right? It's a decision that's that doesn't have infinite possibilities, at least in some branches. It's like, okay, well, that sounds good, you know, and sometimes I don't know what I want to do, and it's like, okay, well, let's just hang out and let's see where it goes, you know. But I see this all the time, and I wonder just in my life, right, if I get myself in places where I have to make too many decisions, I just start, even just things like cleaning out my office, right? I mean, that's a decision fatigue activity right there, right? Okay, I've got this thing, it needs to go somewhere, where does it go? If I don't have a place to put it, okay, well, I need to create a place to put it, or should I throw it away? And after a while, it my brain just says, no, I'm done, right? I don't have the mental, like, energy or whatever to decide, okay, to just keep making decisions over and over again. I think that happens, right? And some people, I think, have it to varying degrees. I probably have it more than, you know, or I don't know that I have it more or less than most. Maybe I have it more. I don't know, because some people don't seem to have issues making decisions. Look, you have to decide to do something, and not deciding to do something is also deciding to do something, whether you like it or not. It's just interesting as the things that I think about while I'm traveling. It's like, okay, where do we go here? This trip that I'm on this week, the schedule's already pretty set, right? I don't have to decide a whole lot. Maybe drinks afterwards or something, and if other people make a decision, then it's easier to make a similar decision, right? That can get you in trouble, of course, and you have to be careful of that, I guess. But that's what happens sometimes. It's real in my life. I can't say maybe other people have it to different or varying degrees, but I guess you have to kind of watch out for that. And I've kind of gotten to the point now where, yeah, I do try to eliminate certain decisions from my life because it means I have more energy to decide on something else. I mean, when I'm home, I pretty much have the same thing every day, right? I don't vary it a whole lot. And I might decide to change something up if it's not working or whatever. And even clothing's kind of the same thing, right? I think I've simplified my wardrobe a bit. So, you know, I'm pretty much going to be wearing one of, you know, like, you know, I've got a few different shirts. I've got a few different, pairs of pants and so on. And even just like looking at my closet sometimes and figuring out what to wear is like, okay, well, this is, you know, way more complicated than it needs to be. But I've really tried to, you know, my wardrobe was never very complicated to begin with, but it's about reducing decision fatigue. I mean, I can understand why Steve Jobs wore the same thing every day because it's one less decision to make, but my wardrobe's pretty simple. So it's not like I need a, you know, it doesn't, it, it doesn't, uh, you know, I could probably simply simplified even more by just buying all black t-shirts and all black pants or all black shorts or whatever. I think it would probably reduce the decision fatigue by quite a bit. But yeah, you know, but I mean, as I say, I've reduced it down to, okay, well, these are, you know, these at least go together. That's the other thing too, is I'm not great at matching clothes. So, I don't know, anything I can do to, you know, I don't want to eliminate choice. I just want to reduce the types of choices that get made or whatever. And I think that's really what it's about, is, trying to, get through the day without having to make, the fewer decisions I have to make about things, I guess, the better. I think people have that to varying degrees. And to me, maybe I notice it a lot more, in myself anyway. Maybe it's just because I'm more self-aware. I don't know, but that's, I think decision fatigue is a real thing, and I certainly struggle with it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.